Texte numéro 4. A federal proposal could turn gig workers into employees. The US Department of Labor, DOL, announced a proposal that could drastically reframe the distinction between independent contractors and employees, potentially making it easier for millions of workers to receive federal labor protections they currently lack. Gig work has now become the standard for many app-based companies such as Uber, Lyft, and Instacart. Although gig work opens up opportunities for flexible and profitable work, gig workers are in a more precarious position than employees because their work doesn't guarantee them protections like minimum wage or overtime pay. The proposal would expand employment classification to include multiple new factors, including how permanent the position is, how integral the work is for the employer, and the skill levels it requires. According to the Bureau of Labor, 10% of the workforce, more than 15 million people, consisted of some form of independent contractor in 2017. It was noted that many gig workers worried about contracting COVID-19 through their work, and that this prompted calls for better safety and labor protections. The defining feature of gig workers is that they set their own hours, and that allows for greater potential for higher wages. But gig workers may be more vulnerable to exploitation and harassment because they aren't protected by labour laws in the same ways that workers who have employee status are. Under the Fair Labour Standards Act of 1938, federal labour laws guarantee workers' rights to fair, safe, and healthy working conditions. Some of the most notable laws cover minimum wage, overtime pay, protection against discrimination, and unemployment insurance. But many of these protections don't apply to gig workers. If the proposal delivers on its aim to loosen the standards that bar workers from qualifying for employee status, more gig workers could transition to employee status and be covered by federal labour protections. This is the Biden administration's second attempt to overturn Trump-era policies favoured by many business groups. If the measure is approved, some workers now considered independent contractors will have a stronger argument for employee classification. Labour rights activists, particularly groups that banded together to support app-based workers at places like Uber or DoorDash, have criticised Biden's lack of effort to protect gig workers since he took office. Despite its support from these groups, the DOL said the proposal isn't designed to target specific industries. Businesses reliant on gig workers have opposed similar initiatives in the past, however, saying that they'd face soaring operating costs. This gets to the core of their business model, Goff says. In the hours following the proposal, Uber and Lyft's shares fell by as much as 10%. The DOL estimates that the proposal will cost groups with misclassified workers $188 million. Adapted from Time, October 2022.